Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual Understanding. Tuesday, August 4th, 2026. And he said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Luke 9:23. Jesus' words in Luke 9:23 come at a decisive moment in his earthly ministry. Until this point in Luke's gospel, Jesus has traveled throughout Galilee, preaching the kingdom of God, healing the sick, casting out demons, calming storms, feeding the 5,000, and demonstrating his authority over every part of creation. The crowds have grown larger, and the disciples have witnessed miracle after miracle. Many people are asking the same question, "Who is this man?" That question reaches its answer in Luke 9:18 through 20. Jesus asks his disciples who the crowds believe him to be. They offer several answers before Jesus asks a more personal question, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter responds with a clear confession, "The Christ of God." For the first time, one of the disciples openly declares that Jesus is God's promised Messiah. Peter's confession marks a turning point in Luke's gospel, but Jesus immediately corrects the disciples' expectations about the Messiah. Many Jews anticipated a political deliverer who would overthrow Rome and restore Israel's kingdom. Instead, Jesus announces that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised, Luke 9:22. Before speaking about the disciples' cross, Jesus speaks about his own cross. His mission will be accomplished through suffering, death, and resurrection. It is within this setting that Jesus addresses the crowd with the words of verse 23. Luke carefully notes that he said to all. This call is not reserved for the 12 alone. It is the invitation Jesus extends to everyone who desires to follow him. The pattern of discipleship is established by the pattern of Christ. As Jesus willingly walks the road of obedience to the Father, his followers are called to walk behind him with the same commitment. The language of carrying a cross would have been deeply unsettling to those listening. In the Roman world, crucifixion was a public execution reserved for criminals and enemies of the state. A condemned person often carried the crossbeam to the place of execution as a visible sign that his life no longer belonged to him. Jesus uses this powerful image to teach that following him requires complete surrender. The disciple willingly places Christ above personal ambition, earthly comfort, and even personal safety. The verses that follow reinforce this message. Jesus explains that whoever seeks to preserve his life will ultimately lose it, while the one who loses his life for Christ's sake will save it, Luke 9:24. He asks what profit there is in gaining the whole world while forfeiting one's soul, V, 25 and 26. From beginning to end, this section calls every believer to see that true life is found by following Jesus on his terms. Take action. Read Luke 9:18 through 25. As you read, notice how Peter's confession, Jesus' prediction of his death, and his call to discipleship fit together. As yourself, why does Jesus speak about following him immediately after revealing the kind of Messiah he came to be? Reflection questions. 1. Why is Peter's confession that Jesus is the Christ of God an important turning point in Luke's gospel? 2. How does Jesus' prediction of his own suffering help explain his command to take up your cross daily? 3. What do the verses following Luke 9:23 teach about the cost and reward of following Jesus? Memorization reminder. Recite Luke 9:23 aloud 3 times today. As you repeat the verse, pay careful attention to each command. Deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Ask the Lord to help these words move from your memory into your daily life.